International Sales and Services LLC versus Wegner, and Justice Miller Lerman is recused in this matter. This is another petition for further review. Ms. Carlson, good morning to you.
Good morning. First of all, let me say thank you for entertaining the petition for further review. If I were standing here before you 15 years ago, in 2002, I'd be in big trouble. I would have just committed malpractice, $1 million case. And I can see how the Court of Appeals got to where it got, and then it dismissed my appeal by saying that the notice of appeal was untimely. Because if you go back and you look at the Mackey case and the Cerny case, and if you look at just the first sentence of 25-1144-01, I'm in trouble. My motion for a new trial was filed before the judgment, after the decision, but before the judgment. Well, fortunately, we're not in 2002. We're in 2017, and I'm okay.
Do we have a pronouncement here?
You have the jury verdict. That's right. The decision you're talking about.
So we have the jury verdict. Trial was held the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Jury trial. We have the jury verdict July 21st. That was where the jury found
Maybe I used the wrong word. Is it an announcement?
Well, it's an announcement. It's a verdict. A verdict counts for a decision. So we have that on the 21st.
How do we know a verdict counts?
Well, look at the Despain case. Look at there where the court issued a decision. The court issued a unsigned journal entry and didn't sign it but circulated it. And then there was a motion for new trial filed after that but before the final order. And the court said if the judgment was entered on that and you could have appealed from that, or you could have filed the motion for new trial after that, and there would have been something to appeal from, then that's a pronouncement, a decision. If you look at the language in that case, it says, if what you have is enough, that if the judgment had been entered just on that and you can go forward, then that's a decision, the pronouncement.
So we have that here in this case.
I'm sorry, what?
We have that here in this case,
right,
according to your interpretation.
And doesn't Section 25-1144.01 specifically reference announcement of a verdict or decision? I mean, it mentions verdicts right in the statute. It's
Thank
in the plain
you. That's
language.
True, right there. And they're right on the face of the statute. I guess we don't even have
but
to
the question
it.
Here, it seems to me like what the Court of Appeals did was look at when the announcement was. That's really what they focused in on. And they seem to have decided that the announcement didn't occur with the verdict, but actually occurred when the motion for attorney fees or costs was ruled on. Is that how you understand the Court of Appeals ruling?
Well, I think what they did is they looked at that J.H. Swine case and they made the analogy where the analogy didn't fit there.
And is that case based on the savings clause with respect to notices of appeal?
No. Well, with respect to notices of appeal in relation to court, but it doesn't have anything to do with motions to trial.
Why not?
Because there was no motion for new trial in the case. There was never a motion for new trial. It was only an issue of cost. There was a motion for cost there. So what happened in the J.H. Swine case is you have a decision, and then you have a motion for a new trial. Or, I'm sorry, a motion for cost. I'm sorry. You have a decision. You have a motion for cost. And then you have a decision, and then you have a notice of appeal, and then you have an amended decision addressing costs. The first decision didn't. And so that initial judgment isn't final because it doesn't address costs, and the notice of appeal is filed in the middle. And then you've got the judgment, the amended judgment, amended order, that actually addressed the costs. So what they should have done in that J.H. Swine case is they should have appealed after the final order, which resolved everything, and they didn't. They appealed before that, and that's where they got into trouble, is because there was no final order. But there was never any motion for new trial. In this case, what you've got is you've got the normal rules where we have 30 days to appeal. That we have 10 days to file a motion for new trial after the entry of the order. Okay.
Counsel, what's your definition of the entry of the order?
The judgment, but wait.
Well, just...
Under 2511.44.01, it doesn't matter because it relates back to the time of the verdict. The statute on its face...
Counsel, as a district judge, when I took verdicts, I would say on the record, I accept the jury's verdict, thank you for your service, and they trot out. I would go back to my chambers, and I would try to get it done that day. Sometimes it would be the next day. I did a written order accepting their judgment. Isn't that written order required before there's a judgment? My pronouncing, I accept it, really doesn't enter a judgment, does it?
Perhaps, but not before we can file a motion for new trial. It's a different question. Look at 2511.44.01, second sentence. A motion for a new trial filed after the announcement of a verdict or decision, but before the entry of judgment shall be treated as filed after the entry of judgment and on the day thereof. So if it didn't say verdict there, yeah, we have a real problem here because where's the order? Where's the thing that we're filing the motion for new trial related to?
Counsel, you would concede that if you had filed your motion for new trial before the jury's verdict was announced, that would have been premature and a nullity.
Well, sure. What would we have filed a motion for new trial from?
Just anticipating. You know, they didn't look that good, so you were just getting a jump on it. But that would be too soon. It would be premature and void.
Sure.
But once the jury verdict comes in, even though the judge hasn't completed the judgment, the existence of the verdict, you're relying on the savings clause that once the verdict's been announced, you can file the motion for new trial and it won't be treated as filed until after there is actually a judgment. So when there was a cost motion filed, that may delay when the judgment occurs, but that motion for new trial still just sits there and jumps into life, if you will. It springs into life the moment the judgment's issued.
Which happened then on the 26th, we had a judgment and on the jury verdict, as you were discussing, where the court, enters the judgment, and that's when it springs life. And if it weren't for the savings clause, yes, I'd be in trouble. The problem is, you get this verdict, you have a $1 million verdict against your client, and you're sitting there kind of sweating bullets thinking, I've got to do something, but do I have enough to do something from? And that's the problem we had in 2002. The legislature fixed that in 2004 when it put the second sentence in. Just like Despain said, back in before the statute, we'd have something, but we wouldn't have a judgment. We were antsy to do something about it, to file a motion for a new trial, to file a notice of appeal, to do something. Well, did it count? Did it not count? Thankfully, that second statute of 2511.44.01 resolved that tension, that anxiety for us, and said, well, look, it's okay. Even if you file it too early, it's going to spring into life. It's going to be all right when that judgment's entered, as long as you have the verdict
and
or decision.
And the effect of that is to toll the time for bringing your appeal.
Correct. So
and then you've got 30 days after the motion for new trial has been overruled.
Correct. And we did it timely after the final decision. We actually filed a few days early. I'll reserve the time for rebuttal, if that's all right.
Thank you very much. And is it Mr.
Matson?
Mr. Matson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justice. And the court. May it please the court. I'm John Matson with the Coley Jessen Law Firm. Represent Lindsay International Sales and Service. The assigned errors and issues subject to these proceedings are very narrow, which are correctly summarized by the appellant in their argument on page 4, where they say that all of these issues involve one singular legal issue. That's whether under the current Nebraska law, a motion for new trial is timely filed if it is filed after the announcement of a verdict or decision, but before the entry of judgment, and if it therefore tolls the time to file a notice of appeal until after the decision is entered on the motion for new trial. Your Honors, appellee Lindsay has reviewed the statutes and case law cited by the court and has found no authority that contradicts appellant's position on the foregoing issue in the appeal. However, Lindsay does note that the appeal does not reach the merits of the underlying case. That is, this appeal addresses a purely jurisdictional issue, whether the Court of Appeals had appellate jurisdiction to hear the appeal. In the underlying case, Lindsay secured a, like opposing counsel mentioned, over $1 million judgment over a multi-day trial. Our contention was, continues to be, that that proceeding was proper in all respects. No error was committed. But again, Lindsay does wish to emphasize his purposes of this, for purposes of this appeal, that the, again, the merits of that decision, of the proceedings in the trial court, are not at issue. It's just purely jurisdictional issue.
Do I understand what you've just said? You agree with the jurisdictional analysis of your opponent?
That's correct, Judge.
All right. Thank you. And obviously, we, even assuming we agree with both of you, we can't get to the merits of the appeal at this stage, or it's not at least been argued, or...
Yes, Your Honor. Right. And I think the point is well summarized by appellants in their brief. They say that if the relief that they're seeking is simply to let the merits of their meritorious, apparently, appeal, that some error occurred at the trial court, they just want that to proceed. That's the relief they're seeking. They're not seeking any sort of pronouncement on the merits of the case. That's what we wish to emphasize. Rights.
So are you saying you agree with the position that the...
On the jurisdictional issue that's been presented. We looked at the same case law. We looked at the same issues. You know, read the case law again. Looked at it again yesterday. Just in case something changed. Yes, Your Honors. And that's our analysis as we stand here today. We have nothing further. Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
1 minute.
1 minute and 49 seconds.
I'm trying to figure out how you have anything to rebut.
I just wanted to say that we're not looking into the merits of the case either. It was simply the jurisdictional issue. I just want a chance to go and argue on merits, that's all, and I'd ask you to let me have a chance to do that.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for the day. The court is adjourned, and you are dismissed.